And we're back. We are sitting here with another fantastic guest, just like all of our guests here at Radio Statler. This is Gabriel Lemain.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And you're a writer and podcast host for the OuterHaven.net, is that
yes.
correct?
Yes, I am.
All right. Can you tell us a little bit about what the OuterHaven.net is?
Yeah, the OuterHaven.net is pretty much a citizen journalist kind of site.
Okay.
We're generally focused on various kinds of entertainment. However, with a lot of the restrictive government actions like SOPA and PIPA, we felt that maybe we can try to broaden the scope of our site to encompass many more types of like geek culture, like conventions like this one. So it's been my goal over these past 3 days to pretty much interview people from various aspects of Hope and bring a piece of that convention to an audience that may not know or understand the various aspects of this culture, like the lockpicking, some of the other much more social activism aspects, and of course, the NSA-related type stuff.
So, is this your first Hope conference?
This is my second, actually.
All right, so did you go to Hope number 9, or was it one of the previous ones?
Yes, I did.
So did I. So maybe we had bumped into each other earlier.
We probably had.
Probably. Are you planning on coming back next year?
Very much so.
Then we should totally work together to help produce content. Does that sound good?
That sounds amazing, actually.
All right. So you've been, walking around and talking with people. Have you been recording for your podcast? Is that correct?
No, I've been doing video interviews. We have a YouTube channel where normally we go to conventions and talk with the various creators. And we've been using that same formula here, where I've been walking around, going to talks, talking to some of the people afterwards, or talking to some of the regular people who are not like in the usual mental image of a person who goes to a convention like this, to show the diversity that is here.
It is very diverse. It's true. We have people from all over the world, all creeds and religions and just such cultural diversity here. It's fantastic.
Amazing.
It's youtube.com/theouterhaven net.
Yes.
And when will those videos be up for our listeners?
Likely within about 2 weeks, because I'm not the one who edits them, but it takes a while.
Yeah, all kinds of editing takes a while, really.
Yes.
Listeners, keep an eye out for that for more wonderful Hope content.
Also, I guess I'd like to plug another aspect that we also have on the site.
Yes, definitely.
I guess unrelated to this kind of coverage, we have me and two other friends have a regular podcast devoted to comics, and it's called Bookshelf. And its general format is that we have three hosts, and one host chooses the theme, two other hosts choose the books. And they pretty much joust for the attention of the host and the audience about the merits of their books. So we have, that's the section that is a regular podcast that shows up on the OuterHaven.net's site.
That actually sounds really good. I think I'll probably subscribe.
Thanks very much.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like to plug while we're here?
Nothing really.
Okay. On our IRC channel, does anybody have any questions?
That's coming up pretty blank. Yeah.
I think most people are probably idling or getting dinner or something. Have you gotten to do many talks? Because you're talking with speakers like afterwards. Is that correct?
Yeah. I found that generally talking to someone right after their talk was a really bad idea. that's something I learned. I learned fairly quickly. Like, you can set up something, but you can't do something straight from jump. There's just too much here going on that they'll likely have to deal with. So pretty much I've been meandering around the main area, and I've pretty much walked into several conversations with people, and I found that either they've given a lightning talk, or they were people who had part of a groups that had members that gave talks earlier or later, and so I've been able to schedule some talks in advance.
Okay.
From a talk discussing hacks and games like botting, to a member of the German Pirate Party who I had spoken to, who pretty much told me at length pretty much the story of the NSA spying scandal in Germany and how that's how pretty much the cultural reaction has shifted from being one of much more malaise mm-hmm. to being much more vociferous, has pretty much said, oh, this is something that our government's handling, and the revelations just keep on coming.
Yeah, they do. So you've been talking with a lot of different people. What do you think has been your favorite person that you've talked to so far at the conference?
Oh man, that's not a thing I can ask them directly.
It's not fair that I make you choose.
Well, it's much more that there are different kinds of favorites. There are people who have been like, I guess camera friendly, who really have a really good personality. Mm-hmm. But there are people who have like just a really interesting idea that just kind of just smacks you in the face. Really, I guess my thing more has been just to try to capture pretty much the different sides of an event like this, so that a person who may think that pretty much it's just geeks doing their own thing can try to take part in.
Well, that's awesome. What is your plan for the rest of the evening? Well, we're coming down to the final hours of Hope. Is there anything you need to still get in?
I'll probably buy one of the hoodies that is here. Mm-hmm. And I'll try to rush down two more interviews, and I'll probably be out of here, man.
Are you going to come to closing at all, or are you just going to skip right out?
I'll probably skip right out.
All right, that makes sense. So we've talked a lot about your podcasts at theouterhaven.net. So were you doing the outerhaven.net stuff last Hope conference, or were you here because this is just where you wanted to be?
The last Hope conference that I went to, I had went because a friend of mine was a member of the 2600 in my college. Yeah. And he invited me to some of the meetings, and I'd found the people there to be a pretty interesting cast of characters. And like I came to Hope with a friend who I bought tickets for, and mm-hmm. I didn't tell him about it. So he was socially obligated to come with me. And We had a really great time at like a lot of the various events that was here. One of the things that I remember really strongly, mostly because it was reinforced by the recent news, was a talk that I think one of the keynotes that William Binney had, mm-hmm. talking about pretty much the skeleton of what we now know of the NSA stuff.
Yeah.
As well as there was another talk about a chiptune artist where he described like pretty much his method of how he turned pretty much what was pretty much assembly language into music.
I don't think I was familiar with that one, but that sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's just it was a chiptune artist who was describing his process of how you turn how you turn pretty much the code into the music from that perspective. Because in the olden days, mm-hmm. pretty much there isn't stuff like Fruity Loops or anything like that.
Yeah.
So pretty much you have to have an idea in your head and literally code it out to make it happen.
Yeah. So it's been great having you here. Is there anything else that you want to talk about before we have to move on to the next thing?
I've been really enjoyed this.
Okay. If people want to contact you, what's the best way to get in touch with you?
Oh, they can check our website, theouterhaven.net, and we have our YouTube channel at youtube.com/theouterhavennet, our Facebook is also The Outer Haven Net, and our Twitter is The Outer Haven.
All right, well, it's been fantastic having you on. We're going to take a quick little break while we prepare for our next show. We will technically be doing the Radio Statler closing and then continue broadcasting. We promise it'll be just as good as if we'd done it right at the end. Thank you very much for listening. We'll be right back.